Started at 15 in a factory. Started sweeping the floors. I just left school. There was always sort of a hierarchy in the factory, so I started at the lower levels and then worked up. You didn't walk in straight away and learn how to operate machines. So I started in sweeping the floor. Later someone asked me if I wanted to do what they call roller picking, which was using like an powered spike, if you like, and you put it against the rollers while they're running to grab all the cotton and throw away. You can take any waste cotton off the rollers. So I did that and still a little bit of sweeping, and then someone asked me if I wanted to be a doffer, which was when a spinning machine, when all the bobbins are full, the doffer's job would be to take all the full bobbins off and put empty bobbins on. Even in the doffer, you had a team of doffers, four doffers, and they would be responsible for maybe 30 or 40 spinning machines. And even in the doffing team, there was a hierarchy. You have number four, number two, number three, number two, and then the top doffer. And so I worked my way gradually to there. So when you were a top doffer, then you'd be waiting for the chance to be a spinner, but you had to wait until someone either left or died and left a set of ring frames, because by then you could do doffing, you could do spinning, because you'd picked it up as you were doffing. So then I got a set of ring frames, became a ring spinner. Altogether I spent about 30 years in factories, mostly spinning factories. The thing with a factory, if you fitted in, you loved it and you tended to stay.
Yeah.
If you didn't fit in, you were made aware of it very quickly by the other people and you sort of left. But I fitted in, and everybody would muck in and help everybody else.
Right.
I mean, I remember instances where one family fell on hard times because her husband couldn't work, he was too ill. And she had about five children and she could only work part-time. And Christmas was coming and everybody in that room, all the ring spinners and the doffers, all clubbed together and bought him a Christmas hamper to get back on. So it was like a real family environment.
Yeah.
And the thing with the factories was you had lots of families work there. There would be mother, father, children, and maybe even grandchildren would work there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the big problem with that was when you closed the factory, an entire family was out. I went through two redundancies in factories. Yeah, it was pretty heartbreaking to see entire families out of work.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad if it was just one person, but when an entire family is out of work, it's pretty heartbreaking. It was pretty, the safety wasn't that good either. No, I mean, today's machines tend to sort of bristle with magic eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So you go towards a moving piece of machinery with a hand, blocks the magic eye, immediately stops the machinery. A long time ago it didn't. And one of my worst accidents was when I was being trained to run what are called draw frames. And draw frames combine lots of slivers, which are like thick ropes of cotton, blends them all together to make a nice smooth one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at the back of the machine, and the sliver is in big cans, so I'd taken some sliver out that was damaged, and I'd just wrapped it around my hand out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd threaded the good sliver back into the rollers, towards the rollers at the back of the machine. And what the training officer hadn't done was to tell me that there was something called a jog button, which was a button that you push, and when you take your finger off it, it stops. So it's like a safety mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So me not knowing this, to get the sliver to go into the back, I pushed the start button.
Okay.
This immediately snatched the sliver that was wrapped around my hand and dragged my fingers into the rollers. This dislocated three fingers and ripped the nails off.
Ooh.
So it was that was the worst. You need to have a lot of dexterity in your hands, because when it comes to piecing up on machinery, especially the fine threads, that's, that can be quite